everybody. Welcome to Angels Love You Show. I'm Jean Mori from angelsloveyou.com. And today my guest co-host is Maggie Lukowski from Maggie Moon Tarot and Harmony Light Reiki. Hi, Maggie. Great to be hosting with you again.
It's great to be here, Jean. It's an honor. Thank you.
Well, today we're so excited to welcome Radley Valentine to our show. Radley Valentine, along with Doreen Virtue, created the Angels Tarot card deck and the Archangel Power Tarot cards. Together, Radley and Doreen teach the Certified Angel Card Reading Course. Radley has his own very popular show on Hay House Radio, Magical Things, which airs every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Radley is an internationally known speaker, author, spiritual intuitive, and radio show host. He has studied tarot for more than 20 years and teaches workshops all around the world. The world truly is full of magical things waiting patiently for our wits to grow sharper so we wake up to the magic. Hi, Radley. Welcome.
Hey, welcome. Hey, how are you?
We're so excited to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I always love coming on your show.
Ah, thank you. Let's see. You got some new cards coming out?
We just always have new cards coming out. That's just the way it is. Yes, we do. And I have to say I am super excited about them. Doreen and I have done 4 decks together so far. And this one that's coming out in September will be the 5th one. And it is called Fairy Tarot Cards. And part of the reason why I'm so excited about it is that it is just so stunningly beautiful. I mean, seriously, the artist just did an amazing job, and he's an incredibly talented man. And he just rocked it. And I've allowed in my teachings, because I'm teaching some certification courses on my own now that Doreen is retired from, that kind of thing. And I've allowed people to have some sneak peeks at some of the cards, and the response has just been overwhelming. So I don't even yet have a set myself. I still don't have the sample deck, but I cannot wait to get my hands on the sample deck because it is truly stunningly beautiful.
I was looking at Amazon. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I was looking on Amazon, and you can pre-order them, and it is stunning. The picture they show on the box is just gorgeous. I think they're, September, October availability.
Usually, and this is just a little known secret, but if Amazon does not like to be late, and that's an admirable trait. So usually if Amazon says October, that means September.
Oh, yay.
So hopefully they'll be out in September. But I cannot wait to get my hands on them. And, you know, and the beautiful image you see on the box is just typical of what the images are throughout the deck. And we made a few changes. The term page has always kind of bothered Doreen, and by that I mean the court card, the page, because she likes things to be very easy to understand, and she doesn't feel like most people know what pages are. And just for people to know, for Angel Tarot cards, pages were generally the children of wealthy people who got placed in the castle as servants to the royal family. And they did that not because they were wanting to put their children in servitude, but what they were trying to do is put their children in front of the royal family so that they would be influential and hopefully they would marry well. And so that's what a page is. But that's always kind of bothered Doreen. So instead of having a page, a knight, a queen, and a king in fairy tarot cards, we have a princess and a prince and a queen and a king. So that's one thing that's different. The four suits, instead of being air, fire, water, earth, or any of the other variations that we have under, we've taken, the suits are spring, summer, winter, and fall.
Oh, I like that.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. And nice for timing questions and things like that. Like I said, they're just stunningly beautiful. I just can't wait.
Yeah, I just pre-ordered it today, so I'm looking forward to it.
I need to pre-order it because, like, you know, to be honest, it's a little trick that Doreen and I do. Is that way we know that Amazon has started shipping it because we'll be the last to know, you know, because we're waiting on Hay House to send us some. And so then we don't know that they've actually been released. And so sometimes, you know, what we'll do is we'll pre-order it ourselves, and then we'll get this nice little note from Amazon going, oh, they're out, so that we'll know they're out, so that when we can talk to people about them.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And that's nice about the seasons and with the fairies, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're very magical, and we try to have a theme for each tarot deck, and this one is really about self-confidence, and we call it putting on your invisible crown, and you know, and fairies are also about manifestation a lot, so this is kind of our manifesting deck as well as our deck of believing in yourself.
Oh. Yeah, now I'm getting really excited.
And so, yeah, so that's exciting. We have two more decks coming out after that. And just last week, I personally signed a 2-book deal with Hay House that will be just me. So that's, you know, Doreen and kind of pushing me out of the nest and Hay House going, okay, Radley, you're a solo act. Get busy. So.
Oh, wow. How does that feel?
Very exciting. I squealed like a 6-year-old girl. I was really surprised when they asked for 2 books, you know, instead of just saying, here's 1 book, Radley, let's see how it does. I mean, they asked for 2 right up front. And so that was particularly, you know, heartwarming and made me feel good that they, you know, feel confident in me just standing on my own 2 feet. So I'm very excited about that.
You know what they're going to be about yet?
Oh, yes. I can only give you the most general of terms, but one book is about taking the fear out of spirituality, and then the other book is about manifesting and having a magical life.
Ooh.
So that's as much as I can tell you, so very excited about it.
We'll be looking forward to that. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your big book on you and Doreen's big book of Angel Tarot, that's been an amazing inspiration to a lot of people because you've included so many things in with each card, the astrology, the angel references, and you know, so many different history things about it, too. I rely on that a lot.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I am hopeful that there will be a book like it for the fairy tarot. I don't know yet, but that has been bantered around a little bit, but we'll see. Because the fairy tarot deck has a similar feel to angel tarot cards in that it is just full of beautiful imagery and lots of symbolism. So it really lends itself. Guardian Angel Tarot Cards is a lovely, lovely deck, but, you know, it's very simple, easy to read, not a lot of symbolism going on, so it doesn't lend itself quite so much to a big book of Guardian Angel Tarot, so I don't really quite see that happening. But I do think that one of the things that just came out of a class I taught last weekend in Chicago is that there's a desire for me to teach classes around each individual deck. So I might do that, although my two-day certification course really does kind of hit on each deck, but it does focus mostly on Angel Tarot cards.
Now, would you say that the Archangel Power Tarot cards and the Big Book of Angel Tarot, are they similar?
Well, I mean, there are some things. I think what you're asking me is, can you use the Big Book of Angel Tarot to get insights into Archangel Power Tarot cards? And if that's what you're asking me, then you can. That is true. You're not going to see all the exact same symbolism in Archangel Power Tarot cards that are in Angel Tarot cards. But the astrology would still hold true. The angel numbers would still hold true. How to create your own spreads in there is in the book. I mean, all of that stuff in the basic history and construction of tarot would be true for all the decks. So the book holds up in that vein. However, I do talk a lot about the symbolism of Angel Tarot cards in the Big Book of Angel Tarot. And so sometimes you're going to see some of the same symbolism in other decks, or you might read the symbolism and go, well, this is nothing like the card that I'm looking at. But as I said, you can still look at the astrology, the numerology, and those kinds of things, and it'll still hold true.
Well, that's good to know. Are you going to do any more on write a book on that one?
I don't know. You know, it's really funny because Archangel Power Tarot cards, it's a joke that it's our little... It's our deck with almost like a cult following. You know, it's like there's the people who love Archangel Power Tarot cards really love Archangel Power Tarot cards. I mean, it is their favorite deck, and they are not the slightest bit interested in the other ones. It's their deck, and it's so sweet. I mean, it's really, really sweet, but there's a different energy around all of the decks, obviously, but there's just a certain energy that of the people that like Archangel Power Tarot cards. And because Archangel Power Tarot cards is so much about empowerment, it's so much about taking action, I think that the people who are really, really drawn to that are on either sides of that scale. They're either people who really feel they need that in their life and they really feel disempowered and the cards make them feel better, or they're like, you know, type A people who are just very much about taking action and very much about moving forward and not procrastinating. And I think it's like those people seem to be the ones who really love that deck, but they really love it. You know, they're so vocal, and it's just sweet.
I'm one of them.
Oh, thank you.
My favorite, but I do like the others, too.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, there's a lot of people who really love Archangel Power Tarot cards, and it's just sweet because, like I said, they're just so verbal about it. And it's like, you know, other people love, you know, Angel Tarot cards is like the number two tarot deck in the world or something crazy, and right after Rider-Waite, and people love it and they talk about it all the time, but they're just not quite as verbal as the Archangel Power people are. They're the ones who just are talking it up and give me a class, I want a book. You know, it's just really sweet. It's just really sweet.
I'm doing an angel card reading for the week. I asked the angels which deck to pick, but I really want the Archangel Power ones, but I go along with what they tell me.
Yeah, right. That's wise. That's wise to do.
Yeah. Yeah, Lynn's in the chat room is saying, you know, she likes all of the decks, but the Power Angel, Archangel Power Tarot cards have the Archangels on all the cards, so that's special,
yes,
too.
That's true. What we did with that one is instead of fire, air, water, earth, or in traditional tarot, wands, cups, swords, and coins, we chose an archangel for each suit. So we have the suit of Michael, the suit of Ariel, the suit of Gabriel, and the suit of Raphael. And then, of course, we still have the archangels on the major arcana. So that's how it's constructed. One of the things I really like about Archangel Power Tarot cards is we also try to help people lose their focus on gender when it comes to the court cards, and so that people could realize and be aware that just because it's a knight, it could be a female knight instead of a male knight, and just because it's a page, it could be a male page instead of a female page. And we did that. What we did with that was we made half the knights female and half the knights male and half the pages female and half the pages male, just to kind of help people with that concept of, you know, it would be highly redundant and ridiculous to have 16 court cards that represent all of these particular personality attributes and then have another 16 that are exactly the same, just with a different gender on them. That just is crazy. So that's why I'm always telling people, don't get hooked on gender when you're looking at a court card. If what you see are personality attributes that make sense for your wife, even though the card is a king, go with that.
What about the other archangels? How do we know to call them male or female?
You know, angels technically do not have a gender. I think that through the centuries, they have come to be known to have a gender, and it usually has to do with their specialty, with what they're known for being about. For example, Haniel is the archangel of, among other things, intuition, but also female issues and female concerns, and so it was kind of natural to make to think of her as female. Archangel Jophiel, her name means the beauty of God, and so it just seemed natural. Archangel Gabriel, the archangel of Annunciation, the archangel that announces births, just seemed natural. Although, of all the archangels, I think the one that people most question is Gabriel, because there's a lot of people that just think of Gabriel as a male, and a lot of people who think of Gabriel as a female. So that's the one that we see the most when I'm speaking in front of classes or Hay House I Can Do It, where people might say, oh, see, I kind of think of Gabriel as a guy. That's the one that most people kind of flip back and forth. But technically, archangels do not have genders. They just have a sort of energy that made people feel as though they could ascribe a gender to them. And we like gender. And we humans like gender. We like our pronouns. We like to be able to say he and she instead of it when we're referring to archangels.
Yeah, because we each have our own divine feminine and masculine, each one of us. So I can see how you'd say, yeah, it could be either one, but it can be, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, you know, we each have a little bit of all of that.
Well, and I think that it's just, you know, it's just absolutely okay to, and you know, one of the things that I'm teaching all the time is that intuition rules all. So if your intuition or your feeling or belief about a particular archangel or guardian angel or spirit guide or whatever you're thinking about at that particular moment is that it's one gender or the other, you should go with that. And it doesn't matter what Radley Valentine says, and it doesn't matter what Doreen Virtue says. We're not the queen and prince of the archangels. We're just teaching what we believe in our experience, and so each each person should absolutely follow their own experience and believe in that.
I have a question for you, Radley. I was listening to your show last Thursday, and somebody called in and said they weren't getting their messages from their angels. And you talked to her about how people feel they have to see or hear their angels to get messages. And you talked to her about signs and numbers. Could you elaborate on this? Because a lot of people have trouble. I don't hear anything.
Well, I think that we as a society, you know, have kind of clued in on or zoomed in on words like clairvoyant or, I mean, because that's that one in particular, or clairaudience, which is to hear. And a lot of people do not understand that when we're talking about people who are clairvoyant, and 99.9% of the time, we're not talking about people who are literally seeing. It's like, I'm looking at my beautiful little boy, Jace. He's my little dog, Jace. And I can see him with my eyes. It's not the same way as that someone might see their angels, because we see our angels through our mind's eye. And that takes a little bit of practice. That takes a little bit of getting used to. But I think people get confused and they think, oh, I'm supposed to be seeing angels, and I'm supposed to be hearing angels, and so people get frustrated because they think, oh, I must not be doing it right. I only know one person who is clairvoyant, who literally sees, like the same as I'm looking at Jace right now, would see an angel. Personally, that would scare the bejubes out of me, and I just don't think I want that. I think I don't want that. The person I know who does see them, it's like she's okay with it, and that's great, and I'm sure that's why she can do it. But that would really, really whack me out. I am more claircognizant. That means I just know things. I have a scoop of clairaudience thrown on top of that. And so, like, approximately, I think, three times in my lives, I've heard my guardian angels literally speak to me, and it felt is the same to me, or I sensed it the same as literally hearing Jace bark. But those were incredibly important moments in my life, and I think they were just really trying to get through to me. And also, I had not really learned about claircognizance, because claircognizance, that whole sense of truly just knowing things, I think that's the hardest one of all, because we think we're making it up.
We really think
we're making it up, because it's in our head. And so I think that it's the hardest one of all. And when those moments in my life where I literally heard my guardian angel's voice, I think that was because I had not quite learned my claircognizance yet in order to be able to believe in it and rely on it. Because once I kind of got that, that sort of stopped happening. And that's really sad to me, because I love hearing my angels speak. But to go back to your point, for people who are just starting out or having trouble getting information from their guardian angels, there are other ways that you can tell your guardian angels that you want them to speak to you, because there are many languages that angels can use to speak with you, and one of those languages is in numbers. And this is a really good way for people who are particularly left-brained, that, you know, if they write with their right hand, left-brained, analytical, you know, logical, kind of more on that side of the scale. And so it's really easy for their mind or their ego to talk them out of whatever message or synchronicity they just experienced. And so the thing is, you can just tell your angels, hey, you know what, angels? I am going to work with numbers with you. And Doreen wrote an amazing little book called Angel Numbers 101, and it also comes as an app, which I adore. I use it. I may use that app more than any other app on my phone, honestly. And what it means is just basically you get up in the morning and you realize that it's 6:32 a.m. And then you get in your car and the license plate in front of you is 632. And then you get to the store and you buy yourself a lovely green tea and it costs $6.32. And so that then you can look up 632 and say, okay, what is this message? What is this message that 632 says to me? And so if you tell your angels that you are going to talk to them in that way, they'll communicate with you in that way. And then another way is signs and synchronicities. And one of the examples I use is about a year ago or so, I wound up buying a new car. Now, I didn't want a new car. I did not want a new car. I was not interested in a new car at all. I liked my car. But my angels decided, for reasons that I don't still understand, that I needed a different car. And so I'm, like, fighting it. But, you know, so this car came in a particular color. There were only two in the United States. Two. And I found one in Utah, and it had been driven a little bit. It had 1,444 miles. 1444. And 444 means angels are with you. And when I looked down at my feet, there was this giant white feather at my feet while I was looking at the car online. Now, that would not be as weird if I were sitting outside, but I was sitting in my living room. You know, how does a giant white feather get in your living room? You know, and I just basically sort of threw up my hands and said, fine, and buy the car, you know, whatever. And Doreen thinks, I mean, it was her opinion, this car is a stunning color. It's sort of a reddish-orange, very bright car, and my car before was just sort of a champagne color, and Doreen feels that the angels think you need that car so you'll be safer, that people will see you coming. And, you know, and that's a theory that we will never be able to prove in theory, right? Because in theory, if the car makes it safer for me and people can see me, then I won't have the accident that I might have had in the other car. So we'll never know.
True. What about finding, how about pennies or dimes falling down?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pennies from heaven, people see that as signs from their angels. But I think that my favorite way of signs from angels is synchronicities. I mean, I just love that because, you know, I'm so much into having a magical life and the magic of life. I love that stuff. You know, it just lights me up like a Christmas tree. And I think that synchronicity really feels like magic happening in your life. You know, to get up in the morning and to think that, oh my gosh, maybe I should write an article about fairies today. And then to get in my car and drive somewhere and see fairies on a billboard hanging over the interstate or something. I mean, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I love it. And it's really undeniable as long as you believe. And everything that we've been talking about is deniable if you don't believe.
Sure.
Yeah, everything. And so you have to believe. And so I teach people that it's like, you know, one of the ways that you can come to a place of believing is to take baby steps and to just say, okay, angels, I just want one sign today that, you know, that you're with me. And it can be a white feather, it can be a flyer that says, that you find on your front door that says Angel Painting and Company. We paint houses like angels, right? I mean, you know, whatever it is, but if you just start out with little things and you can build up your faith, you can build up your belief, you can come to a place where you start to realize, oh, okay, this is really happening. And the more you believe, and the more, then the more the synchronicities come, and the more the signs come, and the more you start to realize that you are communicating with your angels, just to circle us all the way back to the original question, that you are talking to your angels because these things are happening. But you're never going to feel that you're talking to your angels if you don't believe.
Well,
and it makes you feel not alone. And that's what's so magical about it. It knows you know you're protected and you're not walking alone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, we're never alone. You know, we're never alone. And it's like my mother passed away 2 years ago, and the way she comes to my sister and I is through pink roses, sometimes owls as well. And so Ron and I are always texting each other pictures of pink roses. She's here, you know. And it was funny because it's like I in the Chicago class I taught this past weekend, one of the students came up to me and said, I think your mom is in the room standing behind you, and she's offering you pink roses.
Wow.
Now,
oh,
wow. That is validation.
Sure.
Right? That's validation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that tells you, okay, hey, Mom.
She's there with you. You were talking about the class you just taught, and you and Doreen have a new class that you're going to be offering in the future. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Doreen and I, at overwhelming request from our students of the Certified Angel Card Reader video course, have filmed with Hay House an advanced class, an advanced Certified Angel Card Reader video course. And we had created an audio course several years ago, but, you know, everything is going away from audio. It's all going to video. You know, that's what people want. They want to see, and why not? And so we took that opportunity when Hay House came to us and said, oh, yeah, we need to do this. People are just asking for it right and left. And we took the opportunity to go, you know what, now let's really rethink the advanced course. And we did. We really thought through what did we teach in the last, within the audio version, and how much of that do we want to keep, or how much of it do we want to toss and do something different. And so we came up with the advanced video course, and I think it's far superior to the audio course. But we basically broke the class down into the three things that we thought people cared about, and we call it the tools, we call it advanced skills, and we call it counseling concerns. So the class is broken into those three sections. And one of the things that people are always asking about is, can you just talk about every single deck? Well, Doreen has like 20, I've lost track. She's got five with me. I think she's got another 25 with other people, I guess. I don't know. So, but we literally did that. We went through every single deck and said, okay, let's talk about this deck and how it works and why it works for one thing or another. We talked about different spreads and when to use each one. We talked about working with the Big Book of Angel Tarot and how it fits into all of this. And that's kind of like the tools section. And then in advanced skills, we talked about timelines and understanding symbolism. And a lot of people don't know this about tarot cards, but tarot cards have specific health concerns, meanings to them. And some would say every single card has a health concern built into it. Now, that's a bit much for me and more than I want to memorize. But what I did do is I went through a bunch of the cards in tarot to kind of talk about the health concerns for some of the most common health concerns and relate them back to the cards. We talked about how to get your clients' angels' names. We talked about the meaning of numbers in Angel Tarot. And when I say that, I don't mean necessarily that this is card number 14, and what does that mean? It's the whole concept that all the twos have something in common, and all the fives have something in common, and all the eights have something in common, and all the pages have something in common. So we talked about that and finding your own specialty. And then we went into counseling concerns and talked about dealing with difficult clients or how to comfort a client who's having a hard time being comforted, what to say to those who are obsessed with the past or consumed with negativity and how to get them out of it. So that's just some of the stuff that is in the advanced course. I don't yet have a date. I've kind of been led to believe late summer, early fall, but I don't. They haven't told me a date yet as to when it's coming out. So, but not too. Pretty soon. Pretty soon.
You're already sending out videos of you and Doreen for the rest of us to watch.
We are.
Yeah.
Is Hay House doing that, and I don't know about it?
Oh, I guess. I don't know, but I've seen them.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they're out there, and, you know, sometimes I'm the last to know. That's why I go to Amazon and pre-order my own products. So, I haven't seen any of those videos. For the advanced class, but
no,
if they're out.
I don't think they're for that, but you're showing different things that, how to read the cards, different spreads.
That is posted on my Facebook page as well as the Certified Angel Card Reader page, and they're there for anybody that wants to see them. I actually posted those videos just recently again for the students that were in my Certified Angel Tarotist course that I taught last week. So, and I told them that I would post those videos. So those are on my page, facebook.com/RadleyValentine, if people want to see them. I just reposted them. So, yes, that is true. Sorry, I thought we did some videos. We recorded some videos that were informational videos for people who might be interested in taking the Advanced Certified Angel Card Reader course. And I thought you were saying, oh, my gosh, they've already been released. And I'm like, oh, well, then then that means that they're coming really quick.
Bradley, do you do private readings?
Honey, I just don't have time. I just can't fit it in. It's when I first started to, you know, because I travel extensively,
right?
You know, and so all the travel and all the writing deadlines, you know, I just can't. I mean, I just got back from almost 6 weeks of being away from home. And straight. I was gone from home a month. I got to come home for 7 days, and then I left again. So I just can't fit it in anymore, you know.
You miss it?
So, I don't miss it really, because everywhere I go, I'm doing readings.
Okay.
You know, it's like I'm doing them, you know, it's like just in Chicago, I did an evening of readings in the round for the students of the class. So it was basically just me standing there doing readings for everybody that I could fit in 2 hours. And, you know, I always do readings that I can do at events. And so I do readings every single week on my radio show. It's 45 minutes of the hour of my show. So I didn't stop doing readings. I just stopped trying to schedule private readings for people that take an hour that I was feeling as though I just kept canceling. You know, something would come up and I would have to reschedule or cancel or whatever, and it was like, okay, this is clearly not working. So But I still do readings all the time. Yes,
yeah,
I'm sorry,
darling. All that, Radley. You on your show, you do people that might not know. You also take readings from people on Facebook or on the phone. But what keeps you positive? You know, you've been traveling a lot. And so what are the things that keeps you going? Because a lot of people, you know, with everything going on in their lives, what would be maybe a couple tips you would give people?
Yeah, I love what I do. I mean, it's like I feel so eternally blessed to be doing what I love, to be... God, you know, and it's like, I don't think I've ever said this, Maggie. I honestly don't think I've ever said this out loud. It just popped. It was just about to come out of my mouth. But over the last 4 years of all of this taking off and me doing this in my life, what has happened is I have become more me. I mean, truly, I have become more me. And that is an incredibly uplifting and powerful and wonderful thing. And it but what I would also tell people is that we look at stress as a bad thing, and granted, most of the time it is. But there is a card in Angel Tarot cards. It's Eight of Fire. That card is Eight of Gabriel in Archangel Power Tarot cards, and Eight of Action in Guardian Angel Tarot cards. And this is a card that talks about doing too much. And yet, there's another card in the deck that's doing too much as well. Ten of Fire, and I consider them to be opposite cards, because Ten of Fire is doing too much in a way that feels really bad because you're not happy with what you're doing, and the stress is very likely to lead you to health problems. Whereas Eight of Fire, I mean, we made that card for those who know what it looks like. It looks like fireworks going off. And we did that on purpose because it's like fireworks are happy. They soar into the sky and they bust into magical colors of light. And the stress that I live through in my life, which is a lot, is Eight of Fire. I have got too much going on, but it's good stuff.
Well, that's wonderful advice. That's really wonderful advice, is when we're doing what we love, you know.
And also just keeping our perception on the positive of what's happening in our lives, and not just going, I feel stress, it must be bad. Maybe you feel stress because you've got three kids that you would love more than anything in the world, and you would just absolutely be lost in space without those kids. And so instead of focusing on, I've got three kids and that's a lot of stress, focus on, I've got three kids that I adore and that I'm so happy I have, and aren't I blessed? And I'm going to be in that energy about my three kids instead of the other energy about my three kids. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Sure.
Do you think that you can hire the angels?
Hire the angels?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I've never heard it put that way, but I would say yes. I would say that the angels are standing by because their life purpose is to help us. And when they're just sitting on the sidelines watching us go about our stuff and they aren't getting to help us, they're not getting to be in their life purpose.
Right.
And so so they get their, this is my perception, okay, this is just my perception, they get their joy, they get their happiness, they get their excitement out of existence from being there for us. The thing is, as many people know, if you don't ask your angels for assistance, they kind of are not supposed to intervene in our lives. That's why it's a really great thing to write the word ask on a post-it note and put it on your mirror in your bathroom or on the dashboard of your car, somewhere where you will remember every single day, ask.
Right.
Ask your angels to be with you today. Hey, angels, I got this going on. Really would love your help with it. By the way, you know I'm really, really having a hard time creating that habit of going and getting a workout in 3 times a week. I could really use your help with that and motivation and whatever it is. I need a really good parking space when I get to the office.
Fine. I get a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's Walter. That's my parking space angel's name is Walter.
Walter.
He's really, really good. So I really highly recommend
Walter
him to everybody. I mean, Walter's great. Yeah, Walter's great.
Well, you want to know something funny? I haven't told this in public yet, but I have a healing angel, and he calls himself Hippie.
Calls himself what?
Hippie. H-I-P-P-Y.
Hippie. Oh, well, there you go. You know,
and
it's
he helps
like,
me all the time.
You know, it's like they come to us in the form in which we can experience them. You know, I've said this before. My primary guardian angel, his name is Joshua. I'm trying to turn him into a celebrity. and you know, Joshua feels to me like an older brother. I mean, I was the oldest kid in my family. What did I want more than anything in the world? I mean, oldest kid in the family, absentee father. What do I want? I want an older brother. And so Joshua comes to me like that. And, you know, I laugh. I like to laugh. I like to make jokes. I like to, you know, I think that's a big important thing. And so Joshua jokes with me. He gives me noogies on the top of my head and rolls his eyes at me and all the things that an older brother would do. But that to me, whereas to other people, that might feel bad, because maybe they had an older brother who wasn't nice and who gave them noogies in a bad way and rolled their eyes in a bad way. To me, it feels endearing. It feels like a loving thing of an older, loving brother. And so I can experience Joshua's messages to me because they come that way. And so you must need an angel whose name is Hippie. I mean,
I got it.
Yeah, you do.
That's a great way to help people know how to or give them ideas on how to get in touch with their angels and who they are. I never thought of it quite that way, the way you did. I needed an older brother.
And so that's the way Joshua showed up. My other two guardian angels are not like that. They don't show up in that energy. And that's fine. And, you know, but they also came into my life later in my life. They came into my life when I started to understand the nature of angels and started to understand the whole concept of angelology, if you will. And so I didn't need a guardian angel to come to me in a particular way so that I could understand it, because I had already grown up enough that I was like, oh, no, I get it. It's cool. You guys can just be yourselves, except Joshua. Joshua is not allowed to be anything other than how he is with me now. And he just gave me an angelic whop up the side of the head. You know, and it's like, and that's loving to me. I know that sounds crazy, but to me, it's like that whole older brother, I'm going to tease you because you're my little brother energy, and I like that. So, you know,
that's
there
sweet.
We are.
Yeah. Well, the reason I asked you about hiring the angels is because someone wrote a book called Hiring the Heavens, and her name is Jean Slater, and she says there's a lot of unemployed angels hanging around waiting to be hired.
I amen. What's her name again?
Jean Slater.
Jean Slater.
Amen. Amen. She is spot on. She is absolutely spot on.
Cool. Yeah, one of her favorites was the jewelry sleuth angel. In other words, you know how Archangel Shamuel or Saint Anthony,
they're
the finding angels of everything. But she said, you know, it just doesn't have to be them. It can just, you know, you can call in your jewelry sleuth angel if you're looking for a particular piece of jewelry that you've lost. And so I thought that one was really a nice title for her or him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I rather suspect there is a car key angel as well.
I think so. That angel could be pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Let's Make It Easy angel.
Oh, Let's Make It Easy. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Riley's going to take a few callers. If you want to call in to 347-989-0744, we might have time for a few readings. Someone in the chat room wanted to know, her name is Anniva, and she wanted to know if, let me scroll down and get it here, if her friend and me will reconcile in the near future. He's not talking to her at the time, and she's known him for a few years.
Okay.
Would I take that one?
Yeah, sure. So I'm just going to reach over here to, that's a really open-hearted, sensitive question. And so I tend to reach for guardian angel tarot cards for questions like that. So let's see what we have. Yeah, I think it looks good. So the first card is Healer of Thought. And Healer of Thought is... Okay, so there's only 78 cards in tarot. Now, I know a lot of people would say only 78 cards because Doreen has made people used to 44 and 45 with her angel oracle cards. But there's only 78 cards, and so tarot does the very best it can to place a card in front of us that is as close to the answer as it can. So the card that came up was Healer of Thought, and that is the equivalent of Queen of Air or Queen of Michael. And very often the Healer of Thought is someone who is divorced. So Anniva and her friend, in a way, are divorced, right? They're not talking to one another, they're not communicating, and she would like that relationship to get better. And so, but that card is sitting in the past position, so that's good. So the next card is Seven of Thought, and this is a card that says, if you have been confused about a situation in your life, well, soon everything is going to become completely clear to you. Whether the truth is revealed by your angels or disclosed by a friend or a discovery by your own, it will feel great to be awake and aware. Feel free to ask for time alone if you need it. But I think what this is basically saying is that, and if you could see this card, you'd see a little girl, and she is sitting on a bench, and she's fallen asleep, and a little boy is reaching over the bench as if to wake her up. So I think that's a good sign. And then finally, we have Healer of Action. And the queens are healers, and so this is a time where you can do whatever you set your mind to. If your heart is open, you're being asked to do many things at once, but this card indicates someone who's loving, intelligent, and passionate. So I think what it's basically just saying is that, yes, in the future, this is going to get better, that communication is going to is going to come into the relationship, because healer of action, right? Action that is taken that heals a situation. So, yeah, I think that that's going to happen. Now, if I got this reading, I would kind of want to know when. And so what I pulled was Ten of Emotion. That's a great card. One of the things that this card means is like a reunion, a family reunion. So see how tarot is doing the best it can. There's not a card that says not talking to my friend, and there's not a card about my friend and I getting back together, but it's using family as an analogy for Aunt Iva and her friend, and so to show this reconciliation, but it's a 10 card. So to me, that feels like October.
Nice. That's not too far.
No. No, it's not. Are you kidding? I don't know about you, but I feel like I just took down my Christmas tree. This year is just flying by. Flying by.
For everybody.
I have to tell you, I haven't met anybody who doesn't feel the same way.
Yeah.
You know, everybody I talk to is just saying that the year is Zoom, you know, and, you know, just Zoom. It's like I actually have 2 months at home, which is good because I have a deadline for the next guidebook for our next deck, and I need it to write it, but I know that the way this year has gone, that I got to get busy because those 2 months will be gone in the blink of an eye. And I'll be back on the road again.
Do you channel when you write? Do the angels talk to you and then you write what you hear?
Not directly, because, you know, keep in mind I'm claircognizant. So it's like it's the clairaudience is just a side thing for me. So it's not like I'm hearing what they're saying, but I do believe it just sort of comes into my head, you know, and it's like every week I have to write my radio show, and every week it's the same thing. I sit down to write my radio show, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't have the vaguest idea what I'm going to say. and it just comes out of my hands, you know, and I don't think that's me. I think it's, actually, I'm going to take that back, because I am a divine child of God. So part of it's me, but it's also partially my angels, too. It's like it's my angels inspiring me, because once I, you know, they'll just get me going. It's like the angels will just inspire me with, like, okay, like last week, Archangel Jophiel popped into my head, okay? I sat down to write something for my radio show about clearing out the negativity in your life, and Archangel Jophiel popped in my head, and so I just started with her, and before I knew it, Zoom, it was done.
That's cool.
So I think that as divine children of spirit, source, the universe, I don't care, you pick whatever word you want, it doesn't matter to me, it's all the same, but as divine children of the universe or heaven, we have great magic in us. We have great wisdom. We have great insights from lifetime after lifetime. And sometimes we can't access those. And the angels will show up and they will remind us. And then we rely. And then we can write that. So partially angels, partially me, partially the universe, whatever. We're all the same.
You think angels
it's kind of relaxing,
wings?
Just relaxing into knowing that it will come at the right time and the right message.
Yeah, sometimes though that right time is awfully close to my deadline, and that scares me.
I was going to ask you that, Radley. Are you one that plans? Are you a planner,
God.
Or are you kind of?
You know, I'm a little bit of both, but. You know, writing, I don't know of a single writer who doesn't think that writing isn't hard. I mean, it's hard. And
yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's, for the most part, it's not just sitting down and going, oh, chala, chala, and spitting out a book. It's hard work, and so I can procrastinate, but so far, find wood, Radley, find wood. Where's wood? Okay, there's wood, knocking on wood. You know, I have yet to ask Hay House for an extension. I've not had to do that yet. And hopefully they're great about it. They're very sweet. They build it into the schedule. They expect that you're going to, but so far I haven't. But it's been close before. It's been really close before. And I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
I hate it. And so that's why I try not to let it happen. That's why I'm like, okay, you're home for 2 months, Radley, and then you're back on the road, and so you've got to get a big chunk of the next tarot deck's guidebook finished so that you will not have to experience that feeling of panic. I don't like to write under panic.
Hey,
so,
maybe you could call in a writer angel.
Well, that's Gabrielle.
Yeah,
that's Gabrielle.
Right.
And she is my second most called upon archangel. Uriel is my first. And, you know, and between them, they're great because Archangel is the Archangel of Epiphany and brilliant ideas, and Archangel Gabriel is the Archangel of writing and creative types, and help. She's also helping us make our deadline. So that's why I work with Uriel and Gabriel so much.
Somebody in the chat room just said, "Is there a panic angel?"
Oh, my God. There is. His name is Joshua. No. I mean, it's like, is there a panic angel? Gosh, that's really good. That's a good question. If I wanted to calm down from feeling panic, which archangel would I call upon? I have never thought about that. Maybe Michael, I mean, in a way, because he makes us feel safe. What do you two think?
Raphael is my kind of go-to angel for that calming down and feeling kind of a healing energy kind of coming back to source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like Michael.
Yeah, I can see
and
that.
Raphael.
Michael and Raphael. Okay.
Yeah, you were talking about having angels in front of you on your show and two angels in the back. I think that would help with panic.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just a little something that I sort of created in my own life, and I like it because it's like it's if people can just envision an archangel that's just in front of you but slightly to the left, and an archangel that's in front of you but slightly to the right, and then an archangel that's behind you and slightly to the left, and an archangel that's behind you and slightly to the right, and then you're the princess in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I choose archangels. I used to do this in readings, and I still do it in readings, but it's like you choose archangels, four archangels, because I like that whole four, because four is archangel, the number of angels. And, you know, you just, based on what is going on in your life, you put them around you. You know, and it just occurred to me, it's like Jophiel is a good archangel for panic, because she beautifies a situation. And usually, and panic is an emotion of fear. And so she takes fear away. She beautifies our situations. And so she's a good one too. So, yeah, we could put Michael and Raphael in front and Jophiel and... You know, I always got to use Uriel, because one of the things that people don't realize about Uriel is that while Raphael is the archangel of physical healing, Archangel Uriel is the archangel of emotional healing.
Hmm.
And so he can be really good for panic as well.
There's an awful lot of people out there that have anxiety and panic, so this is going to be very helpful.
Well, God, we live in a world like that, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it, and yeah, and yeah, it's I just recently discovered on my personal Facebook page this little drop down button that says "Do not ever show me the posts of blank 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 again." And I've been making really good use of that. Because, you know, it's like you get shown all kinds of stuff because it's the friend of a friend of a friend is interested in it or whatever. And it's like there's just an awful lot of anxiety out there right now. And people are uncertain and fearful and worried and angry. And it's like, I don't want to see that stuff.
I know.
I just don't want to see it. So I've been using that a lot lately. It's like, no, I don't want to see that. I want to see the happy stuff. Show me the happy stuff, you know.
Well, we have a question in the chat room from Lynn's, and
okay.
She wanted to know that could she have just a general reading on the next part of her spiritual path with the angels?
Sure. Let's pop over to Archangel Power Tarot cards. Oh, wow. Well, these are lovely cards. So the first card is Nine of Raphael. And Nine of Raphael is that Make-A-Wish card that I love so much. And it has a genie on it. And this card talks about dreams becoming reality and a joyful time of life, but this card is sitting in the past position. So what that kind of tells me is since what Lynn's asked about was the spiritual part of her experience with her angels, what it kind of tells me is, wow, so her path with her angels has made her quite happy in the past. It's brought her lovely things in the past. Maybe she hasn't had any super exciting, rewarding experiences lately, and so that might be why she's asking about what is next on my spiritual path. But the good news is the next card is Ace of Gabriel. And Ace of Gabriel is this wonderful gift of passion and inspiration, the chance to do something wonderful, a sense of wonder. And my eyes are being drawn particularly to a sense of wonder. Now, what that kind of tells me for Lynn is that she's probably about to have a new and amazing experience with her angels, something that's really going to be joyful. I mean, I remember one of my very first experiences with Joshua is that he came to me in a dream. And in the dream, I was just like, I was, you know, I remember my dreams really well. So I was kind of like knew what was going on in the dream and everything. But there was this moment at the very end of the dream where I started to realize, wait a minute, this is really happening. This isn't just a dream. Josh is really here. He's really here with me in this moment. And it was just like this powerful, amazing experience that overwhelmed me with joy and happiness. And all I wanted to, and of course then I woke up, right? You know, it's like all I wanted to do was go back to that dream. That's all I wanted to do was to go back into that dream. But I think that Lynn is about to have an amazing experience with her angels. Now, it could also be an amazing experience that she knows, oh, the angels brought me this. But I really, because the card says a sense of wonder, I really think she's going to have this awe-inspiring experience with her angels. And then the last card is Queen of Gabriel. And I love Queen of Gabriel because she can do anything. She can do anything. I'm dating myself when I do this, but there used to be this commercial that was on television, and it was this woman, and the commercial was, she can bring home the bacon, fry it up in the pan.
I remember that one.
it was like a perfume. I think it was like called Angelie or something. And you know, the thing about it was that it was this woman who could do it all. And the Queen of Gabriel can do it all. She can go to work and run a department and pick up the kids and make dinner and still be dressed to the nines for that social engagement that her partner needs her to go to. And so I think that what we're talking about here is this amazing experience, a sense of wonder from the Ace of Gabriel that leads her to Queen of Gabriel to really, really, really empower her to make the changes in her life that she wants to make.
Oh, Lynn's wow, saying thank you, and that was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a great read. Yeah, she got good cards.
Yeah, said, that's about right, too.
Oh, good. What excellent. Hooray. I like it when the cards are right.
Yeah, really. We have somebody named Jules in the chat room and wants to know, my divorce final orders hearing is September 10th. I want to know how it will go for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, right away, we're just sending Jules love and light and angels of justice and angels of healing. I really want to recommend for her Archangel Raguel, just because he is the archangel that heals issues between other people. And what I'm doing is I'm snagging out my Angel Tarot cards, but you know, it's like what she's going through is really, really challenging. The other card that I would talk to her about is, or the other archangel is Zadkiel, because he is about life review, and she's probably asking herself a lot of questions about where she's headed and what's next for her. But Raguel, I like him because not only is he the archangel that that heals things between other people, I think of him as the archangel of justice. So Jules.
Jules said he's married 31 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. That's
really
a long time. So the first card that we have is King of Fire. Now, and that's in the past, but this kind of makes me think that, how do I want to say this, that her partner, her ex-partner, is being aggressive about things, and so that's really been a challenge for her. Now, but that's moving into the past. So three of Earth is the next card. Three of Earth, that's a good card for this because that talks about team player. So it kind of tells me that energy of aggression or that energy for the final divorce is kind of like going to balance out, that things are going to get kind of unique and unusual and unexpected compromises will be created for the finality of the divorce, which is good. Now, the last card, though, is Two of Air. And I think that's the future. And I think that's the card that's talking about Jules and that whole sense of, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what's next. Because Two of Air is a card where we can't make up our minds. Now, what I think is that Jules has been spending her life for a long time not doing what she wanted in order to make her partner happy. Because usually when I see Two of Air, that's the dilemma. The dilemma is, do I make me happy or do I make somebody else happy? That's usually the dilemma. And so she's going to have to get used to not having to make him happy. You know, it's real easy to not know what you want to do with your life when your life is dictated by just making somebody else happy, right? You don't have to think.
Sure, right.
No, you don't. The answer is always clear. And so she's going to have this whole new aspect of her life that's like, okay, I don't have to make him happy, so therefore, oh my gosh, now what? Now what? And so I guess what I want to say to her about that is a little bit like when I was talking about Eight of Fire versus Five of Fire or Ten of Fire. It's like, consider that an amazing blessing. Don't consider that a problem. Don't consider that this, oh my God, I don't know what to do with my life, and get hung up in that, and so that it becomes a law of attraction sort of thing of saying, I don't know what to do about my life, I don't know what to do about my life, I don't know what to do about my life, and therefore what do I get? I don't know what I want to do with my life. Instead, try to be wide-eyed, smiling, in awe of the universe and the opportunities that are ahead of her. She could do anything, be anything. So don't get hung up on that.
She says, wow, you're so on point. Yeah, she's focused on family first. Now it's what's next for her. So she just...
You know what? Hallelujah. Can I get a hallelujah? I mean,
yes,
seriously. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously. After all that time, finally. Hallelujah.
You know,
and we have a question from Deborah in the chat room. And
okay.
She just wanted to know what was next for her. What did
okay.
you see?
So I'm going to go back to Archangel Power Tarot cards. Why do I keep putting them back in the box? Riley, what are you doing that for? Stop that. That's just silly. Okay. Okay. What's next, Deborah? Oh, yay. Hi, Louise. Okay, so this is just a little side note for people. And I'm sure you ladies know this, but the Queen of Michael card in Archangel Power Tarot cards, it's Louise Hay. She posed for us for that card. So I just like to say that. So anyway, so
yeah.
Louise showed up. Louise is here. So and whenever Louise is here, I always want to say, first of all, you can heal your life, right? And life loves me. You know, those are important things to know. But Queen of Michael it really is one of my favorite cards in the deck. And the reason is not because Louise is on it, though that's lovely. It's because I love the Queen of Air, the Queen of Michael, the Queen of Thought. She has been through a lot. And she came out with her sense of humor intact.
Mm.
And one of the things, because this woman has a wicked sense of humor, the Queen of Michael does. And one of the things that has helped make my life happier over the last 4 years is getting rid of the drama queens and the drama kings. And I got to tell you, it's not like I didn't like some of these people. I some of these people I very much cared about, very much loved, but I knew all they were bringing into my life was drama. That was it. If my phone rang and it was them, I knew I was going to be on the phone for 2 hours listening to what was going on. And it's like I just stopped talking to those people. And so the Queen of Michael is a card that talks about this moment where we decide no more. And we get rid of anything or anyone that's no longer serving us. Now, for Deborah, she's got 5 of Ariel and she's got 5 of Michael. And these can be a little bit challenging cards if you don't know what to do with the message that they bring. So 5 of Ariel is a card where we feel lack. We feel as though we don't have enough love or we don't have enough money or we don't have enough ... fill in the blank. But we feel that something is absent from our life. Maybe we don't feel as though we know what our life purpose is, or we don't, or we feel this longing of a sense of not having what I need. And that this card is 5 of Ariel, like I said, and it's this beautiful image of Ariel standing out in the snow in front of a doorway. And that doorway behind her is warm and inviting, and you can see a fire and a fireplace behind her, and she's beckoning us in. And so what it tells us is that there is help available. Don't try to do everything on your own. Whatever it is that's missing in your life, ask for assistance. Ask for help. Ask Archangel Ariel. She is, after all, the Archangel of Manifestation. And finally, we have 5 of Michael. Now, what have we got? We got 2 5s here. So change, big change coming in Deborah's life. But 5 of Michael is when we're in a situation that really isn't doing it for us. And we can ask the angels to help point out for us the direction that we need to go. Help us to understand, help us to see clearly where we're supposed to be headed, where we're supposed to be going. We can ask our angels, please, 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 I need messages and I need them clear and easy to understand. No riddles. No riddler. No guy going, riddle me this, riddle me that. No. I need it to be super clear, crystal clear, what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, the 5 of Michael card, a lot of people, if you're not an angel therapy practitioner or an angel intuitive, you may find the imagery of that card, it may seem weird. In fact, it was the only card that I can remember that I actually had the artist for Archangel Power Tarot cards get testy on me. And because he was like, I don't understand why Archangel Michael is holding a vacuum cleaner. I don't understand that. I don't want to draw it. It makes no sense to me. I don't want to do it. But what Archangel Michael is doing is a term that Doreen calls vacuuming. And it's where we ask Archangel Michael to pull all the dark energy or all the negativity out of us or out of people around us. Sometimes it can be people at work. It can be people at home. Very often it can be politicians. But we're asking that the negativity be taken out of our lives. And so that's why that imagery looks that way. Don't mix in the Archangel Power Tarot cards into the Angel Tarot cards. Don't do that. Okay. So I would say Michael and Ariel that Deborah should be working with to get the negativity out of her life, to make changes that she needs, and to also ask for help from other people.
Yeah, that's a beautiful message. Thank you.
Well, we've only got about 5 minutes left here, and we certainly have enjoyed talking to you. It's so sweet of you to do these readings.
Oh, no, I love doing it. This is, like I said, this is the only way I get to do it.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
And a lot of the messages are just not for one person, but for somebody else, which is nice. That resonates with someone else.
Yes, absolutely.
I felt that way with your last reading. Your last reading spoke to me, too.
Oh.
I keep seeing double numbers, like 1111, 444, 555. That seems to be my messages. I'm not quite sure what they mean.
Well, I mean, I think that when we see repeating numbers, and I'll be quick.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the angel saying, we would like to talk to you in this manner. We would, you know, and so, you know, we would like to talk to you in this manner. So, you know, download the Angel Numbers 101 app, or Angel Numbers 101 has been out for a long time. So you can go to Amazon and, oh, well, there you, oh, well, sweetheart.
Yeah. I keep saying the same thing.
Well, then what I do when you're seeing the same thing, then first of all, ask yourself, am I taking action on the message? But second of all, if that doesn't make sense to you, tell your angels, you know what, I get it, I love it, thank you for telling me that you're with me, that's great, but I would like different messages that bring more clarity to me.
Right. That's what I need, clarity.
Clarity is a good word, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's important to listen, too, and pay attention to maybe some of the subtle things.
Mm-hmm.
Too. Of course, the big things count, too.
Yes.
And Deborah said, thank you so much for the reading. And she has all the angel card decks and completed all the certified angel card reader courses so far.
Oh. Yay!
We can hardly wait for your online course. Both of us will be taking it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. And it will come with a whole lot of extra bonus material. And Doreen has an Archangel Gabriel deck coming out, and I believe she is going to, in a separate video, go through every single card in that deck and talk about them. I'm going to go through every single card of the Fairy Tarot deck and talk about that too. So Hay House loves to give you bonus stuff. They just like, you know, it's like when we were meeting with the head of marketing about this particular project, she was like, well, what else can we give them? Well, what else can we give them? What else can we give them? So send her lots of love, because she's always trying to give you stuff.
I know. She's so sweet. Well, Radley, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It was wonderful. And we're
I appreciate
honored.
It very much. Well, no, I love being on your show, and I think that that now officially I've been on your show more times than any other show.
I think it's the third time. Yes, this is the third time we've been honored to have you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. So, anyway, people can listen to Radley's show on Hay House Radio, Magical Things, Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. And I know I always listen.
Me too.
So thank you again. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Radley.
So, Maggie, where can people find you?
I'll be real quick because we just have a few minutes. MaggieMoonTarot.com or Harmony Light Reiki. And I also have a YouTube channel, Maggie Moon Tarot. And for this week's reading, I do weekly readings. I use the Angel Tarot cards in honor of Radley coming on the show. And what about you, Jean?
You can find me at AngelsLoveYou.com. And I do an angel reading for the week, which I'm going to do right after the show. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. And remember, you have angels with you always, and they love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.